This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Well, last week, I probably, when I was thinking about Monday's show, would have talked about Hamilton and the Tonys and James Corden. And then Orlando happened. And to be quite honest, I don't even know what to say about it. The only thing that occurs to me, well, there are a number of things that occur to me, and I thought what we would do today is, you know, this program is really you, is guided by you and what you want to talk about, you want to say. But the thing that sort of glared at me most prominently is, why do we have assault weapons that people can buy with multiple rounds of bullets? I mean, I'm not even talking about Second Amendment. I'm not talking about handguns. I'm not talking about shotguns. I'm talking about assault weapons, military-grade assault. Why are those available to citizens? And you can say, you know, Second Amendment, I got that. When Second Amendment was written, basically you had to load a musket, right? You had to put the thing in, and you had to put the little ball in, and you put the saltpeter, whatever it was, in. I mean, no one ever talked about assault weapons or being able to fire thousands of rounds a minute. I mean, why? Why would anybody outside of the military, outside of a war zone, have a need for that? And somebody from the NRA can call me up and explain it to me, because I just don't get that. Assault weapons. Military-grade assault.
Specialized weapons.
Yeah. And there are more and more police departments who are saying, we don't want these. We don't want to be a paramilitary force. Police chiefs are saying this. I don't get. And this guy bought it. I mean, bought it legally within the last couple of weeks. I just don't understand how we as a country can sort of justify that. And again, I'm not talking about Second Amendment rights, but military-grade assault rifles that you or I could walk in and just buy? I don't get it. I really don't. And if someone would like to call up and explain to me why that should be the case, I would love to hear it. I will listen patiently. Well, perhaps I will squirm a little bit, but I will listen. I don't understand what the possible rationale would be. 855-993-7569. Okay. I guess I'll talk about all right, now we'll talk about the story. I thought James Corden was great. I thought that it was a difficult position. And did you see the Tonys?
I did not, no.
Okay. This does not surprise me. Did you know about the youngest ball player ever? Who was 15 when he pitched in the major leagues?
Really?
See, we had that story, and I said, I'll bet Manny will know who this is. We actually looked him up. He was the youngest. He was only like maybe 3 weeks short of being 16, but he was still 15 years old. And as I figured out, it was in 1945, I think. So it was during the war. And so all the able-bodied players were already off to war, so they drafted babies. But he had a very successful career.
Hmm.
He was a pitcher.
I did not know that.
I was sure. Let's see if I can find it. I'll find it later for you. But both Blake and I said, Blake, you don't know this. I don't know this. But Manny would know it. Well, good. We've got something to share.
I didn't.
Well, thank goodness. You know, we don't want you to be completely our guru of all things sport, all things sweaty. Okay, today is National Weed Your Garden Day. Are you a gardener, Manny?
Far from it.
Far from it. Do you know, I went to some people's house last week, And they had the most extraordinary rooftop garden. I mean, I had, at one point, I had a deck. In fact, a couple times I've had a deck. And I really discovered that, as opposed to being a kid, when my father would make me go out and dig dandelions, which I just hated, because, first of all, it's dandelions. I mean, they're icky. And it's not fun. You're not planting anything. And they have very deep roots, and they're worms. And so the idea of gardening did not appeal to me at all. Well, you clearly have to be pretty British and drink a lot of tea and have a lot of cats. And then I had a rooftop garden. And it's really fun to plant things and then watch them grow and harvest your own flowers and or herbs. I didn't have a vegetable garden as a grown-up. I'm not sure exactly why. I guess I just hadn't really thought about it. But they had this extraordinary garden with different colored hydrangeas, and it was immaculate. And I said, "Wow, are you a gardener?" They said, "No, we have someone who does that." And it wasn't that big. I can't imagine having a gardener for your deck.
Yeah.
But they did.
Yeah.
But, you know, I would get up in the middle of the night when I couldn't sleep and go and plant petunias and stuff. And it was fun every year to go. And I was always anxious, as I think most gardeners are, to get things in the ground in the spring. And in this part of the country, so I was always having tulip sickles. I would plant, well, tulips are perennials, so those are bulbs. But I was always planting things like impatiens and, what's the name? Starts with a B. I'm trying to think. Begonias. Begonias, I'm not good at. Begonias I kill. But I was good at some things. Geraniums are pretty hard to kill. But I would always plant them a couple weeks too early, and they would freeze, and I'd have to go buy some more. So all the gardeners around here just loved me because I'd have to buy double supplies. But I thought it's really, if you've never tried it, just planting something, even if you just plant it in your kitchen, buy some seeds and plant something, there's something incredibly pleasurable about planting something and then having it come up. You should try it. I can tell I haven't necessarily made a convert here. But you should try it. It really is fun.
Okay.
All right? Between now and you can buy something that's easy. Just go buy a packet at the store, mm-hmm. and put a little dirt in it. Just don't overwater it. And when those first little buds come up, you just think like, wow, am I cool or what? Right? It's a National Kitchen Klutz of America Day, but you're not a kitchen klutz, right? You're a pretty good cook.
Yeah, I'm pretty good.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, my range of being able to cook is very limited, but...
Right, what's your specialité?
The different things I can do with salmon is pretty
good. That's pretty good. That's a pretty amazing thing. Do you make different sauces, or you just put, like, parsley or dill or...
Yeah, I'll do a little dill every once in a while. I really like putting olive oil on it.
Yeah.
I've tried a few different things.
You can always tell when I'm cooking because I have blisters all over my hands. So I guess I can cook, and I cook for, listen, a family, three meals a day for a long time, and I've always been able to cook, but I'm a little klutzy in the kitchen. I tend to burn myself. But if you look at chefs, they often have blisters and burns as well. So there we go. All righty, 855-993-7569. On this day in 1893, this is pretty interesting, which I didn't know. Grover Cleveland notices a rough spot in his mouth on the 1st of July, undergoes secret successful surgery to remove a large cancerous portion of his jaw. The operation was not revealed to the public until 1917, 9 years after the president's death. Wow. We never get away with that anymore.
Mm-mm.
Right?
No.
If they have a little wart on their, you know, on their toe, we know about it. In 1898, on this day, Yukon Territory is formed with Dawson chosen as its capital. In 1966, the Supreme Court rules in Miranda versus Arizona that the police must inform suspects of their rights before questioning them. To Mirandize somebody, you have the right to remain silent. Except now, you saw the thing in, what was it, Oklahoma? Where the cops can grab your cell phone. They don't need a warrant.
Hmm.
Huh. Not good. Yeah. All right, 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 The following is an incredible, life-changing free offer for anyone with hearing problems who wants to start hearing everything more clearly again. We're now offering free in-home trials of a revolutionary hearing breakthrough called Listen Clear to anyone who calls this special toll-free number now. 1-800-957-9364. Call in the next 10 minutes and you'll also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear is precisely designed by top audio engineers. It adjusts to let you find the perfect way to hear everything, wherever you are and whatever you're doing. And Listen Clear is so invisible, people may not even know you're wearing it. And it's so lightweight, you may even forget you're wearing it too. Don't miss this special life-changing opportunity to hear everything more clearly again for free with a 100% free in-home trial, free shipping, and even free batteries for life. For free information, call now. 1-800-957-9364. That's 1-800-957-9364. 1-800-957-9364.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insists on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
855-993-7569. Ralph, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hey, Dr. Joy, hi. You know, I talked about assault weapons on a program that I host somewhere else, and I got completely destroyed by my listeners. And apparently you can't talk about anything like that. In light of this attack, we have to talk about how if other folks were armed, it wouldn't have happened.
Oh,
but I'll
please.
Tell you something.
Everybody goes to a nightclub with guns. That's a great idea.
Yeah, I mean, if you want everybody packing, well, I don't want that kind of a world. I'll move elsewhere. But, you know,
Ralph, before you go on, you're telling me that people explained why the assault rifle should be available? And what was the rationale for that? Because other people have them?
Well, the rationale was, in case the government comes after me, I want to be able to fend them off with my assault weapons. And, of course, I said that was ridiculous, and, of course, I got a lot of flack. But I don't care because, you know, frankly, as you just pointed out, Dr. Joy, you know, if everybody's packing, it's a much more dangerous world. But, nevertheless, now, this guy, the crazed individual that did all this, he's able to go and purchase this stuff, I think, a week or 10 days before the fact.
Yeah.
I mean, how can anybody explain that to me or you? I dare anybody to do it.
You mean the waiting period? Okay. I actually do know a little bit about that, in that the waiting period, apparently, it depends where you buy it from. If you buy it from a licensed gun dealer, it varies from state to state, but I think it's around 10 days or something. But the problem about that, among other things, is that there's only one agency that does the vetting, and they're not allowed by law to use computers. So they have to do it by hand, and the backlog is such that a huge proportion of people that are actually where the paperwork is actually submitted, which clearly is not across the board, somewhere between 30% and 50% of them are never even looked at because they only have, it's 3 weeks. I think you have 3 weeks in most places that if they haven't turned you down, that you can go ahead and buy the weapon. Now, this one was clearly a shorter period of time. And in terms of people talking about Islamic terrorists, this guy was an American citizen. He was born here. So, I mean, the kind of nonsense that people are tossing around is at best window dressing and at worst head in the sand. But I still have – your folks' explanation about why people should be able to buy an assault weapon with multiple – first of all, if the government's after you, they're going to have more assault weapons than you're going to have.
Right,
I mean, let's be honest about this. You're going to run out of ammunition before they are.
Right,
I mean,
right.
Come on. What are we really talking about here? And I'm not even arguing about the right to bear arms. I'm arguing about the right for citizens to buy specialized military-grade assault weapons and multiple and huge amounts of ammunition. There's only one reason to do that, and it's not the government.
To kill the greatest amount of people in the shortest period of time.
Exactly.
And here's another thing that I want to throw at you, which I have in the past. And you know, if we make this man a pseudo celebrity, whatever you want to call him,
I won't even mention his name.
Right, and I appreciate that with you so much because all I heard all morning, and probably not because they had malicious intent or anything like that, all I heard was this character's name the entire morning. I'll tell you something, that's exactly what he would have wanted had he still been with us. You know, I shouldn't say that word on your show, but this crazed individual. And you know something, Dr. Joy, a newsman wants to report. I was talking to a friend of mine. He has to mention names, but I'll tell you, this is the main reason why these people do what they do, because, you know, in one way or another, they're going to become famous or infamous, however you want to look at it.
Well, you know, it's my basic rule of thumb is all that sort of want attention. If you can't get it for doing something positive, do it for something negative. But being ignored is the real fear. I'm going to, you know, as far as I'm concerned, he has no name. He is. Perps, I'm not going to mention my name ever.
And what would you say, Dr. Joy, as we can't investigate and look into everybody's private affairs. And this guy was throwing red flags out right and left.
The FBI had him under consideration. They interviewed him in 2013, and what they're saying is that there wasn't enough to hold him, but he was already on a watch list.
Right, but the thing is, I don't want the FBI on my tail for something insignificant. I don't want the police looking into my bag. You know, I know what that means, but I'll tell you, there's a fine line we're walking here. We want to be safe, but yet we want our freedoms. I was always a guy for freedom.
I don't really fault the FBI on it, although it does seem that after the fact, they've got all these guys on a watch list But everybody on a watch list isn't necessarily going to do this. My issue is if this guy had Rotten Tomatoes to throw at people, or he had even had a knife. The issue for me is a military-grade assault weapon. I mean, they're just because the example I've used before is I had some neighbors right after I got my PhD who called in a frenzy and said, you have to come down here. And they both had tempers, and they had thrown bottles of vitamins at each other. And the entire kitchen floor was like little ball bearings full of everything. And I remember thinking at the time, if either of them had had a gun, one or both of them would be dead. So the issue, as far as I'm concerned, is not people going off the deep end. It's not even homophobia. It's not even it's the idea that anybody can go in and buy something that will kill the largest number of people in the shortest amount of time. And I think all of us are capable of losing it momentarily. And the issue is that, you know, I also don't think people should be able to buy weapons-grade plutonium. I also don't think people should buy bombs. I don't think people should buy hand grenades. I don't think that the idea that something exists means that everybody should have access to it.
And here's the last thing I want to run by you, and thanks for the time. The president fails to mention Islamic terrorists, and that ticks everybody off. He won't say those two words strung together, and everyone's angry with him.
There seems to be no... I mean, I listened to the broadcast this morning, and, I mean, look, the other example I can give you is during the blackout that everybody was saying it was terrorists, and I said I wouldn't say that until there were two unrelated confirmed sources, and it wasn't terrorism. This seems to be a complete jerk. Now, the fact that he calls up and pledges allegiance to ISIS, I mean, I can call up and pledge allegiance to Campfire Girls. So what? I mean, it doesn't mean the Campfire Girls are responsible for this broadcast. I mean, so, you know, I think, look, that rushes to judgment don't do anything. This guy, it's not like he came into this country on a student visa. He's a citizen. He was an American citizen. He was born here.
Right.
I also heard something which is really chilling today, which I think is true of any cult, which is that they actively recruit people who are in gangs and people who are disaffected with society and people who have mental health problems. If you need to talk more, stay on the line. Hang on. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/ Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Know what's always on my mind, kid? Safety. I live, eat, and breathe safety. When I wake up in the morning, I have a large cup of safety with two sugars and a dash of safety. Safety matters. Your safety, my safety, everybody's safety. That's why I love Grainger. Grainger has the products, services, and resources to help keep our facilities safe and our people safer. Now pass me one of those safety donuts over there. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
A great business needs a stunning website. And with Wix.com, you can do it all by yourself. Wix.com makes it easy to look amazing online, no matter what type of business you're in. Show off your images in a beautiful gallery. Grow your contact list and get all your social media in one place, just the way you want. Your customers are going to love it. So what are you waiting for? Show the world what you can do. Go to Wix.com and create your stunning website today. It's easy and free.
Here's Dr. Paul Meyer, Christian psychiatrist, author of 85 books, and founder of the national chain Meyer Clinics, to tell you about To Your Health liquid vitamins.
I've been taking these every day for over a decade now, and I try to encourage every one of my clients to take them every day. And there's a number of reasons. First of all, it's the best vitamins you can get. It's got dozens of vitamins, antioxidants, and nutrients in it. And then the most important reason why I do it as a psychiatrist and recommend it to my patients is because it's got brain food in it. It's got the essential amino acids. It's got tryptophan, phenylalanine, tyrosine, choline, vitamin B6, and these chemicals that are all natural from food turn into the brain chemicals that make you happy.
To Your Health is delicious. Find out more today. Call us 800-801-3459 or visit online at mytoyourhealth.com. Use the coupon code RADIO15 for a 15% discount on your order. That's mytoyourhealth.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I'm a former 22-year congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I'm here to tell you about something that just might save your lives. You never know when there will be another Katrina, an economic collapse, or a serious drought. We should all have a little food storage that will carry us through tough times. I'm going to tell you about a great way to do that. A U.S. company named Harvest Right has a kitchen appliance that can help you be prepared. It's a home freeze dryer. With the product, you can preserve the food your family loves. And the best part is the food will last 25 years and still taste great. I've tried it, and it's amazing. With a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right, you can literally freeze dry anything you eat. Even things like ice cream. To learn more, call Harvest Right today at 800-594-4635 or go to harvestright.com. That's 800-594-4635 or harvestright.com.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision and independence to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. It's the leading cause of blindness in adults 55 and older. Some of us are at greater risk for AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD. If left untreated, it can lead to blindness. The good news? With early detection, AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that can reduce or even reverse some vision loss. Learning that you have AMD can be scary, but there's hope and help. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is researching and developing treatments and cures for AMD. To get your free AMD information packet, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. Join the fight against AMD, because together there is a cure in sight.
Advice for Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Okay, we're talking with Ralph about. So you talked about the issue in Orlando and people were angry with you.
Yeah, and you know, understandably so. Sometimes, Dr. Joy, I don't hold it against her. And you know, again, that's what makes good debate. And that's what we need on radio or anywhere else. We need to be able to debate each other without hating each other. I firmly believe in that. But I'll tell you, the people that have their guns clutched in their hands, boy, that you cannot pry them.
Well, but I'm not even talking about that. I'm only talking specifically about the kind of weapon that was used here. And there's no reason for that I can understand for any citizen to ever have. And as I said, even if you think you're going to protect you against the government's going to have better guns than you're going to have. So you're going to end up dead. So,
and that's true. And I appreciate you holding me over. Here's the last thing I'll run by. As I said before, the president is wary of coming across as some sort of a anti-Islamic bigot, and people have held his feet to the fire for that very thought. You know, so I think he's doomed either way. He can't please everybody all the time, but I think in the campaign, Dr. Joy, these two should be talking about about terrorism, maybe it should be the foremost thing on their minds because, I mean, without survival, without us even being around, the economy, everything else doesn't exist. And you have to admit that ISIS is a real threat, even though I believe what you said, that this guy had nothing really to do with ISIS other than he was allured by them because he had no place in society and he's kind of a loose cannon.
Well, and fringe groups have always attracted those kind of people. Whether we're talking about cults in the 80s, whether we're talking about extremist groups at any place, I mean, this is a part of human nature. And all right, so I'm going to make you the campaign manager for either candidate. What would you have if you were in charge of their position about terrorism? What would you say?
Well, I'd say first identify the problem and say, and if you do identify,
well, we know what the problem is.
Your facts. Well, make it known to all those folks that are wary of the government that we are trying to our best to fight against these demons.
Well, but the whole point. Wait a minute, Ralph. You can't use words like demons, all right? Because the issue is, first of all, you're giving power away. Number one. Number two. Because someone is a Muslim, and there are a huge number of people in this country who are here as students, on visitors. I mean, what are you going to do? Are you going to close off the United States to anybody coming in?
Definitely not. And when I say demons, I don't mean in the literal sense.
Well, but the whole point about terrorism, and Eisenhower talked about this in the 1950s, and he said that the future, that beware the military-industrial complex, number one, which he was absolutely right about, and second of all, that terrorism, by definition, isn't nationalistic. It crosses borders, and it's not controlled by governments, and it's not part of anybody's official policy. It's underground groups, whether you're talking about in this country or any country, that you have, because it's not associated with a government, that it's much harder to track. It's much harder to control, and I suspect if you talk with people who are in the FBI, whether we're talking about the guy in California who was interrupted going to a gay pride parade supposedly with a bomb or something, there's probably more of that than we know about. But by definition, terrorism is much harder to track. It's much harder to control. So what would be the policy that anybody who's on a watch list should have a Denver boot? You can't do that. This is a country that believes that you're innocent until you're proven guilty, unless you're in Oklahoma. But
you're asking a question. Here's the problem we face. We can't look at everybody's past. They look into everybody's media activity, because that's not the United States that I know and love, you know?
Well, even if you could, some of these people have no records whatsoever.
Well, with so many people around with so many wacky ideas, I think you can't thwart everybody all the time. So we're going to be faced, you know, and I tend to call during these catastrophic moments when things happen, because I always like your perspective, but I'll tell you something, we always come up empty solving it, because there's so many people walking around with so much hatred, and the means, the guns, like we mentioned before, the guns to do something about it when they want to kill a group of people quickly. I mean, that's
well, and that's my point, is that there, look, since Cain and Abel, since literally the beginning of human recorded history, people have been violent. Are you going to wipe out violence? Not in any way that I know. There supposedly in the entire history of the written history of written history of the world, there have been something like, what are we talking about? Like thousands of years. There have been something like 200 years where there haven't been active wars going on. But as Eisenhower said, the future is not going to be wars that have been traditional. It's going to be this kind of thing. It's going to be dissatisfied people that have always been around. That New York Harbor was bombed in 1893 or something. This is as old as human history. What has changed is several things. First of all, the ability to communicate has, and so we know about these things. People can communicate with one another, and the weaponry that's available. And those are the communication, the instant communication, both in both directions. We know about them, they know about us, and the weaponry. That's what's changed. The impulse to violence, unchanged, unfortunately. The ability to snap, unchanged. Our ability as human beings to understand when someone else is dangerous to us, not a whole lot better than it's ever been. So those things are immutable and will probably be as around for as long as there are people on this planet. And I don't know very much about other societies, other planets, but my maybe they're more evolved than we are and they don't do things like that. If we look at the animal kingdom, there's all sorts of models that we can interpret different ways. So it's the ability to, as you say, kill a whole lot of people very quickly. The ability for people who are like-minded to communicate with one another quickly, and the ability for us to know what's going on, so that this kind of thing, if it had happened in 100 years ago, it would not have had the same societal impact. And there have been things that have that were historically have happened where there were an equal number of people that were killed. Not in modern history, and the other thing that Manny and I were talking about is Orlando's the home of Disneyland, Mickey and Goofy. What is going on there? That's probably the place least likely to sort of be on anybody's radar. And I actually saw an interview with somebody who had moved from New York after September 11th, thinking that she wanted to be safe. She moved to Florida. But the point about terrorism is it's not about killing people. It's about scaring the living daylights out of people. And I think by saying demons that you're adding to the impact of terrorism, that they're lunatic individuals.
You know what happens with that, Dr. Joy? I get carried, I hear all this rhetoric, and it rubs off no matter whether you like it or not. And
well, don't let it rub off.
I won't. And the one thing that has to bother you about this is the fact that this guy, when they're looking at your bag going into the subway, you look at him with a jaundiced eye, you say, come on, now leave me alone, I'm going about my business. They want to look in your bag, you say,
no,
yes.
No, I never argue with them. Yeah, I never argue
with
them.
Well, this guy was under surveillance, and somehow he slithered through their hands and was able to do this heinous act.
He didn't slither through their hands. They had him on a watch list, and they didn't have enough to hold him. And so, again, the issue is any intelligent – we live in a country of laws that says you're innocent until you're proven guilty. They didn't have enough to hold him. Today is the anniversary of Miranda, that you have to tell people their rights, that we are a country of laws. The issue for me isn't that the FBI screwed up because they had him on the watch list. You and I are probably on the watch list. The issue is, well, it wouldn't surprise me, but the issue is the availability of a weapon of mass destruction that anybody can go into a store and buy.
That's what I started with, and it's so true, but people don't want to hear it, Dr. Joy. They're into shooting, the target practice, everything.
Target practice, that's perfectly okay. Go and shoot a target. I mean, that's fine. Right. I don't care about Target.
Yeah.
I don't think you should be able to buy massive amounts of... Not my thing, but you shouldn't be able to buy a military-grade assault rifle that shoots X number of bullets a second. There's no reason for any human being on this planet to have it. Not, except maybe the military. Certainly not even the police. 855-993-7569. Don't use the word demon. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Here's Dr. Paul Meyer, Christian psychiatrist,
author of 85 books, and founder of the national chain Meyer Clinics, to tell you about To Your Health liquid vitamins.
I've been taking these every day for over a decade now, and I try to encourage every one of my clients to take them every day. And there's a number of reasons. First of all, it's the best vitamins you can get. It's got dozens of vitamins, antioxidants, and nutrients in it. And then the most important reason why I do it as a psychiatrist and recommend it to my patients is because it's got brain food in it. It's got the essential amino acids. It's got tryptophan, phenylalanine, tyrosine, choline, vitamin B6, and these chemicals that are all natural from food turn into the brain chemicals that make you happy.
To Your Health is delicious. Find out more today. Call us 800-801-3459 or visit online at mytoyourhealth.com. Use the coupon code RADIO15 for a 15% discount on your order. That's mytoyourhealth.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
We call it the crapper, water closet, outhouse, or bathroom. But where do you go when there's nowhere to go? The answer is the Biffy Bag. The Biffy Bag is a pocket-sized disposable toilet that fits in your glove box, tackle box, toolbox, backpack, or purse. The Biffy Bag has everything you need for a sanitary and comfortable relief experience. It's ready to use in just seconds, and just toss it in the trash when you're done. It's your Biffy in a jiffy. BiffyBag.com. BiffyBag.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Well, here's something bizarrely ironic. On this day in 1997, a jury sentences Timothy McVeigh to death for his part in the 1995 Oklahoma City bombing.
Yeah.
So we don't need lunatics necessarily to be associated with ISIS or anything else. And we don't... There have always been fringe people. There have always been lunatics. There have always been people who, for whom compromise is not possible, who act out and are violent. That's not the issue. There have always been people who have mental health issues. And my profession has had a very mixed record of dealing with them, of identifying them, and and either identifying them initially, assessing whether or not they're still a risk, treating them. I mean, the brain is a very it's not a computer. It's not like you can just reboot it. Okay. Also on this day in 1977, James Earl Ray was recaptured after escaping from prison 3 days before. Isn't that the basis of that nutty race that we actually did the interview about? I think it is, in Tennessee, where the land, the what's it called, the race? Remember that? I'll look it up.
Okay.
We remember we did the interview with the guy, and I was absolutely enchanted by it just because it was so weird that 400 people apply, and you have to, if you're accepted, I think it costs $1 to apply. And then if you're accepted, you have to do things like 1 year he wanted socks. He had to bring socks. And they don't tell you when it's going to start. They light a cigarette and start the race. And it's over a period of several days. And it's in the mountains of Tennessee. And I'm almost positive it's where the prison where James Earl Ray escaped. And he was caught. And the land, that's essentially the same as climbing Everest twice because the terrain changes so much. And you do, one day you do clockwise, the next day you do counterclockwise. And then the third day, whoever gets there first chooses clockwise or counterclockwise. And there have only been, over the history of the race, it's been going on for like, I don't know, 15 years or something, that there have only been 25 finishers. I have to look up the name of it. It's a nutty race, but I'll figure it out. This is somehow appropriate. In 1967, LBJ nominated Thurgood Marshall to become the first black justice of the U.S. Supreme Court. At the Tonys last night, which a lot of people were called the Hamiltonys, because Hamilton got more nominations than anybody ever before. They got 16, of which they won 11. And for the first time in Tony's history, the four top awards in musicals, either best actor, actress in a musical, best supporting and actor and actress in a musical, all four were African Americans. Never happened before. So you talk about, they said, it's the Oscars only with diversity. They made a big deal about the diversity issue last night. I think James Corden is wonderful. I've seen him on Broadway a couple times. I've not seen his show just because I don't watch television. But I just think he's enormously talented and charming and has that really difficult task of saying, what do we do now? This has just happened. And this is a celebration for Broadway. But how do we have the show go on but still acknowledge? And I thought he did a really good job. And I thought Lin-Manuel Miranda, I thought, also did a good job. And the other was Frank Langella, who said, look, I had a list of people I want to thank, but I really decided that rather than you guys hearing a long list of names that you don't know or care about, that I found a quote, and it said, when terrible things happen, you can either do nothing, you can be completely broken by it, or you can be strengthened by it. And I thought that was a very graceful thing to do. Lin-Manuel did this kind of wonderful thing. As he said, he wrote a special lyric for it, and he just kept hollering love. And he probably said it six or seven times, that that love always conquers hate. And I think that's something to remember. I've told the story before. Was right after September 11th, I was invited to. It was Joan Rivers. I was invited to her house for Passover, which I was a little leery about. But then she passed out pigs and blankets as the hors d'oeuvre, and I thought, you're going to be okay. And at the table, I mean, it was the spring after September 11th, so it was not very long after it happened. And one of the people at the dinner table said that the history, that Passover really commemorated an act of terrorism, and that there had always been people who were willing to kill other people to get their point across, but that they're the few, and while they can inflict great damage, they can't kill human spirits. They can't kill that tenacity, that the will to survive, the will to love, the will to solve problems without violence. And I've never forgotten that, and I thought that that was a reasonable message that they were passing along last night, especially the theatrical community, which, of course, is notorious for inclusiveness and tolerance of different lifestyles and different genders and all sorts of things. So it was interesting to watch how a group of fairly smart people dealt with the complexity of wanting to celebrate on the one hand and yet feeling that it was not the world's easiest time or most appropriate time to celebrate. The long and winding road, which somehow seems appropriate for as well today, became the Beatles' last U.S. number one song, which is kind of a sad song if you think about it. On this day in 2005, Michael Jackson was acquitted of molesting a 13-year-old at Neverland Ranch. So, kind of an odd day in history. And I suppose next year we'll be talking about the 12th of June being the most grievous event of mass shooting in the United States history.
We
don't have anything to talk in.
We've got a Facebook post from Mike, who posted to the Dr. Joy Brown Facebook page, and he says, "I'd like to remind everyone that when you watch the news, it's one person committing the act and a whole community that comes together to put the pieces back together. As long as you don't lose sight of that, one doesn't lose their faith in humanity."
Well done, Mike. Very, very well done. And it was not only in Orlando. If you watch the news, it was a lot of places that were coming together, and the same with the Boston. Mike, that's a great post. Thank you for that. Thank you for sharing it. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
There's nothing more enticing and intoxicating than the finest meat cooking on an open flame. Freeze-dried meat from NewHarvest.com is U.S.-grown, 100% all-natural with no extra fillers. Just grass-fed beef and free-range chicken guaranteed to stay fresh and delicious. Add New Harvest freeze-dried meats to your current food storage. You'll buy direct from the factory, not a third party, ensuring the best price and the highest quality. See all our products at NewHarvestFoods.com. That's NewHarvestFoods.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.